We are answering your questions today on Jay Sekulow Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We're going to be taking your calls today, your questions on COVID-19, the response to that, the stimulus legislation. A lot of folks have got a lot of questions about how this impacts them, how it impacts their small business, how it impacts their church, how it impacts them individually. Now, as these systems are going live, trying to, again, answer your questions, because I think every one of these questions that we answer, probably thousands of people have the same question who are listening to the show, and they're benefiting from you who call in with these questions. So we're going to talk about that today, Dad, to really let people understand what Congress and the president has done for them to try to provide relief during such an uncertain time economically.
Yeah, one of the things we want to accomplish and really want to do here, and this is a big part of what we're doing, is we're spending a lot of time answering questions. Because the legislation can be confusing, and now it's going into effect, and people are starting to see the benefit of it. And there may be another one coming. We don't, you know, there may be a phase four here. There may need to be. So we want to make that as an available resource to our members from around the country, that people are calling in with needs. We're trying to answer those questions forthright. Look, we spent time last week talking about politics of some of this, but today we're really focusing on the questions that you have. In fact, for most of this week, we are going to be going right into Good Friday. We're going to be focusing on questions that you all have asked, because I think it's good information to get out for the American people right now. And obviously, you know, hopefully there won't be any kind of clinks, and, you know, there could be. But I do feel like that the government is really ready to deliver on this, and we're not going to have like that Obamacare meltdown we had with the rollout of Obamacare. That would certainly not be very good. And so far, it doesn't appear to be happening.
No, but again, people are just going to be, I think people are also going to just still are understanding what they could qualify for. And I've seen this in the past through this legislation, where a lot of people who were qualified for relief and needed it didn't take it because they didn't know they were qualified or didn't know how it would be available to them. So what we're going to try to do through this broadcast is make sure you know what you could be eligible for. And remember, these are your dollars, taxpayer dollars that are coming to save your business. Save your employees, save yourself in some cases, make sure you can pay your bills, and you are entitled to them as an American if you qualify. So you should do everything possible to check to see if you are. And some of the baseline numbers are pretty easy. We'll talk about that, about who's qualified and who's not for those stimulus checks. Those are pretty easy.
But there's also extended unemployment benefits.
Yes, extended unemployment. Unemployment's been very broadened out. And so for people who may not have qualified a week and a half ago,
you may now
qualify. Yes. Now. So we're going to answer all of that for you, because we know there's so many questions that have been coming into the broadcast. And I know for every single person who has that question who gets on the air, that we're answering it for 10,000 or 20,000 more people who didn't get on the radio broadcast, or who might now know, hey, that relief could be available to me.
Look,
so we want to provide this as a service to you.
So I know this week the numbers of fatalities are going to go up every day. And rather than, and you're getting that from a lot of news sources, what we think we need to do this week is answer your questions. That we're lawyers, government affairs folks. We're not medical doctors. Obviously, we're praying for better outcomes and less fatalities. And as we did last week, we're going to pray. But we really want to spend the week. I want to do two things this week. Answer as many questions as we can answer. We're going to play some of the broadcasts that we've previously done that have answered some of these questions. We're going to play some of the interviews from some of the government leaders, too, so you can hear from them what they're doing. So there's some encouragement out here in what is going to be a very difficult, difficult week.
And we encourage you, as well as always, to stay updated with us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. To stay updated with all the cases, all the work we've got going on, that's aclj.org. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey!
It's a critical time for our nation and our world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important. And during this time of uncertainty, there's no better way to support the ACLJ than through online giving. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We truly appreciate your financial support. Without it, it would be impossible to do our work here and around the globe. And the best way to support our work is to make your financial gifts online at ACLJ.org.
Online giving, simple and secure. And by making an online gift, your support goes to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to defend human life, to stand up for our good friend Israel, to work to uncover the corrupt deep state in Washington, and so much more. Make a difference today. Support the work of the ACLJ online at ACLJ.org. Every dollar makes a difference. Give today online at ACLJ.org. For 30 years, the American Center for Law and Justice has been dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of you, we've seen great success in the courts and Congress concerning the issues that matter most to you and your families. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
Our decades-long commitment to the Constitution and the rule of law is at the center of everything we do. The bottom line, our work could not take place without your generous support.
Now more than ever, during this time of uncertainty, the ACLJ needs your support. Consider making a gift online at ACLJ.org. Donating online is safe and secure, and an online gift at ACLJ.org can be put to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to continue the battle against abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to protect Christians facing persecution, and so much more. Every dollar makes a difference. Stand with the ACLJ today. Support our work online at ACLJ.org.
So as our team worked through the night to make sure we could report to you on Jay Sekulow Live exactly what was in this and how it affected you most directly to him, we're about to start taking those phone calls on that. Then there's also a point we want to make sure about, because people are going to hear about this from states, they're going to hear about it from Cuomo, and kind of politicizing this a little bit as well. There's a lot of this resources available to states within this stimulus package. Explain to people what you were just going through through our messenger.
Yeah, and a lot of credit to Ben Sisney, one of our attorneys here, who's pouring through this. He's put in a lot of midnight hours. He just texted me, Jordan, that page 600 of this bill outlines how that $150 billion will be distributed. Every state has to get at least $1.25 billion of that. So that's the first $62.5 billion. Jordan, that leaves $87.5 billion to be distributed in a formulaic manner. So the state of New York is going to do very well inside that $87.5 billion because they have the greatest need, as they should. So again, I would just say to Governor Cuomo, instead of spending time complaining about what you automatically get, you ought to be going in and applying for the most of that $87.5 that you can get. Go look it up. Page 600 of the bill lays it out. Every state has to get at least 1.25, but after that, it's competitive and it's formulaic.
Let's go right to the phones. Jill in Kentucky on line 3. Jill, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, Jill.
Real quick, I just wanted to mention I have supported you all in the past.
Thank you.
But it's extremely hard now because I had to go on disability.
Yep.
Which brings me to my question. Do you all have any information on us who are on disability? Do we receive anything?
So I think it's based on the formula of this. First of all, even if you receive Social Security, we pay little to no taxes, we know you can receive this. I think it's based on the formula, Than, and this is what we go off of, that unless your disability is for an individual is over somehow $75,000 a year, and even if it is, you would get something still up to a certain point, or $150,000 if you were both unemployed, which is unlikely. So you will be eligible for this.
Yeah, 100% correct. Now, we wouldn't want to tell everybody, obviously, you're going to want to consult your tax professional or your CPA for your individual situation. But yeah, Jordan, same as Social Security. It does count as income. It always has. Right. But again, just listening to the caller, I think it's very unlikely that she's reaching that phase out phase. And she should expect to get the full amount of check, assuming everything else is as it appears.
Just so we can answer people, where is that phase out phase kind of come down, Than? Where does it come down around?
Well, so for an individual, it starts phasing out at $75,000 of adjusted gross income. For a married couple, $150,000. But Jordan, it's phased. It's literally your rebate drops $5 for every $100 of income on top of that. And everyone who makes up to $99,000 as an individual, adjusted gross income, or $198,000 if you're a married couple, will get something. If you make over that level, Jordan, $99,000 for an individual or $198,000 for a married couple, anybody above that won't get a check at all.
But anybody at that still will get a check. I mean, that's a significant amount of the middle class in the United States of America, people making almost $100,000 a year as individuals or almost $200,000 a year as a couple. I mean, so we'll get something still. You won't necessarily get the full amount of the $1,200 or the $2,400, but you will still be getting something, which is in effect is to make sure that we keep our, you would be in this position, I think, if you were got that, to use that to keep the economy moving, you know, to keep spending if you can. And then for those who are more concerned about paying their bills, you know, hold on to the money while you can and make sure, remember too, that you may be getting that you, on top of workforce. We have questions about that as well. Let's go to Meredith in Michigan on line 6. Meredith, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Hey, Meredith, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, what's your question?
Well, my son is a gas station assistant manager.
Yep.
My husband works in grocery store.
Yep.
And we are in a small town in Michigan that is a tourist town.
Yep.
I am on, I'm nervous, so I went blank. Not Social Security.
Disability?
No. Unemployment.
Unemployment, okay.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
And so I understand I will be getting this unemployment plus the $600. It kind of like broke my son's spirit, though, because people who are not working, not out in the workforce and prone to get this, they're going to be getting double of what he's making and working and being out in the environment.
I think you're wrong on that. Now, Than, correct me if I'm wrong, but your son, if he is making $75,000 a year or less and he's not married, will be getting the full $1,200, the full $1,200 check. Your husband that you talked about works at a grocery store. Unless you all have a combined a gross income, you would be getting the $2,400. So I think that's key. Again, for you, unless you're making adjusted gross income of $150,000 or more, and you're not with unemployment likely in that position, so you'd still be getting those checks on top of your salary. So it's not going to take away from your salary. Your son's still going to get that check, and I don't know if he's married or not. So it might be $1,200, might be $2,400, and your husband is as well. And again, likely that'll be $2,400 because you're married. So Than, I think I'm correct on that. Now there is that issue about the $600. Explain that to people.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things at play here. First of all, there's the stimulus check, which you actually accurately described, Jordan. Everybody described in that situation would be getting that check. And then there's the expanded unemployment insurance benefits, which obviously only someone who lost their job would get. And Jordan, there was some concern, specifically on the Republican side of the aisle, that there might be some very narrow circumstances where someone who loses their job temporarily gets a little bit more than someone who keeps their job. And Jordan, that's not ideal. It is going to happen in a couple places, but I would just make this plea to Meredith and anyone else listening. The ability to retain your job is far more valuable than just for a few weeks or a few months getting a few more dollars in your paycheck.
That's how
because
much we're
when
talking
we get
about.
To the other side of this, you still have your job. So it's not perfect. Some of these things are going to happen, but I would just say that your son's job, I think it was your son, that's more valuable than a few more dollars in
an
unemployment check.
Right now, I mean, having one of those jobs is key. Places that are going to stay open throughout this, depending on regardless of where you are in the country, even the states with the most restrictions, those jobs are still, people are keeping those jobs and probably even can be working more hours than they were if they want to. But I do think it's also key to point out that within this is encouragement, Than, that if you're a business that starts applying for any of these loans, you've got to keep your employees on payroll. So that again, it limits that idea of people going on unemployment and then somehow making more than they were before. That might be for a few people, but for the vast majority, the way this works is to encourage businesses to say, if you want this to keep your business alive, you can't start firing all your employees.
Yeah, because that's really the goal, isn't it, Jordan? We want to keep people in their jobs so that the economy can restart again. You don't want them to claim unemployment insurance if they don't have to in the first place. So $349 billion of that small business section. The total section is $377 billion, but $349 billion is available to what are initially loans to small businesses. But Jordan, the only way they get those loans forgiven, at least the qualifying expenses, is if they maintain payroll, if they keep the employees on their payroll for the duration of this period. If that happens, Jordan, those are no longer loans. Those are grants. They do not have to pay them back. So going back to Meredith's call, I think what it will mean is her son will actually keep his job through this. And that's really what the incentive and what the bottom line goal was in the first place.
Gary from Colorado, interesting question, line one. Gary, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I just got a question. I'm a small business owner here in Colorado Springs and operating as a sole proprietor. And I don't have any employees, but I've lost probably close to almost $2,000 in volume and climbing as this continues on with everything being shut down. But I wanted to find out just a general idea of or clarification of what the loan is going to be for small businesses. You know, if you don't have employees, as far as the loan goes, is that only repayable you know, if you don't have employees or
so the way I read it, the way I read it, Gary, is this. It's not just for payroll. It's money spent on rent, utilities, and then these actually turn into grants that don't need to be paid back as long as you don't try to, you know, in your situation, you wouldn't be firing people. So then that's how I read it, is that a sole proprietor would still be eligible if they need it for these loans. Because it also applies for things like if they need utility payments they can't make or rent they can't make. It's not just about payroll.
Yeah, that's correct. You can find the definitions of who's eligible in the first place on pages 10 and 14. If you want to know what of that is forgivable, not all of it will be, not all lost revenue will be, but Jordan, all of the things you mentioned, rent, mortgage, payroll, utilities, all of those things are eligible to convert to grants.
So there you go, Gary. I hope that answered it for you. You can go right to the legislation. We're giving you the page numbers even on that. So, again, that's how much work we have done. The ACLJ working all night so we could actually give you the page numbers of an 800-plus page stimulus bill, the biggest in history, so that you could go to find out how it affects you. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
For 30 years, the American Center for Law and Justice has been dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of you, we've seen great success in the courts and Congress concerning the issues that matter most to you and your families. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
Our decades-long commitment to the Constitution and the rule of law is at the center of everything we do. The bottom line, our work could not take place without your generous support.
Now more than ever, during this time of uncertainty, the ACLJ needs your support. Consider making a gift online at aclj.org. Donating online is safe and secure, and an online gift at aclj.org can be put to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to continue the battle against abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to protect Christians facing persecution, and so much more. Every dollar makes a difference. Stand with the ACLJ today. Support our work online at aclj.org. It's a critical time for our nation and our world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important. And during this time of uncertainty, there's no better way to support the ACLJ than through online giving. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We truly appreciate your financial support. Without it, it would be impossible to do our work here and around the globe. And the best way to support our work is to make your financial gifts online at aclj.org. www.gsa.org.
Online giving, simple and secure. And by making an online gift, your support goes to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to defend human life, to stand up for our good friend Israel, to work to uncover the corrupt deep state in Washington, and so much more. Make a difference today. Support the work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. Every dollar makes a difference. Give today online at aclj.org.
And I want to say this right off the top of the bat, too. We're trying to explain to you what's in the legislation that could benefit each of you that are listening right now. But it will be different for every person. So when we answer a question, that won't necessarily apply to you. And we're basing that off trusting what people are telling us is accurate. So again, you're not listening to this and say, well, I heard it on the radio show, so I'm going to make this loan. You still need to go to tax professionals so that you make sure, especially if you're a small business owner, individual looking for this, to make sure that, again, you're putting out the right information. You know, we're trusting you are, but we're kind of treating these like hypotheticals. You need to take this seriously because these funds are going to be available very soon, Than. I mean, they're going to try to get this out to people as soon as possible. So people need to be ready to take it seriously. But we're trying to answer it as generally as possible so that people know. And I think for most of the listeners out there, unless you know you're making, you know, more than $198,000 a year as a couple or more than $99,000 a year as an individual, that you should probably be getting something, maybe not the full $1,200 as an individual or the full $2,400 as a married couple, but something from the federal government in form of that check. If you're a small business owner and you're having trouble making payroll, rent, or mortgage, you should be eligible for some of these funds as well that could actually turn into not just loans, but actually grants that don't have to be paid back for some parts of it. So let's get back to the phone calls and answer as many calls as we can. Donna in Arizona, interesting question. Line two. Donna, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. Just a quick question. If you're a 20-year-old living at home that filed your taxes in 2018, 2019 individually, not as a dependent on your parents' taxes,
right,
and you are on your parents' insurance, what amount of stimulus check will they receive, $1,200 or $600?
I would think $1,200. I mean, that's where I would go to just based off the broad language of how this was written, because he's not a dependent. The child's not a dependent, so you wouldn't get just the credit there of the $500 credit of a dependent. He's paying his own taxes, so it'd be based off how much his adjusted gross income is. But for a 20-year-old, I'm guessing he's probably not over the $75,000 a year. So would probably be eligible for the full $1,200. Now, what's key is that you would not be, because of that, you would not get the $500 because he is not a dependent. So again, we're answering these based off the facts that you're giving us and the language that we've got in front of us. But I hope that clears that up for you too, as well. I think it was a very interesting call. I mean, people are in lots of different unique situations right now. Michael in California in one of those unique situations. Michael, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, very unique. I was on disability for a few years. I'm back to work in January, and all of a sudden, after last week, my contract wasn't renewed, and I'm out of work again. I applied for unemployment. They said, oh, you don't qualify. You didn't work in the right base period.
Well, I see.
So is there anything special?
I think that there is language in this legislation to plug these holes, Than. That is the key. For people like Mike who got back into the workforce and then lost their job and maybe under the old way of looking at things, hasn't been unemployed long enough. Now you're going to get one, a check of, I don't know if you're married or not, Michael, but either $1,200 or $2,400. And I think there's plugs in here because it's been expanded. So Michael, you need to go back to the unemployment office and make sure, because first check again, because that's been expanded, unemployment benefits and who's eligible for unemployment. But also, because of these new loans that are going to be available, the business may be ready to rehire.
Yeah, that's the point I was going to make, Jordan. I definitely think he should check again to see if the expansions cover him. But there are incentives. If a business is willing to hire back an employee that they laid off because of this, Jordan, that would be eligible under the provisions of this term. As long as they meet the other ones, as long as they keep payroll up and do the other things, then they would be able to count that employee that was rehired in their tabulation. So I would just check on both fronts. Check and see if the expanded unemployment insurance covers you, but also maybe go back to your employer and say, given this expansion, might you be willing to hire me back?
All right, let's keep going through the phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 as best we can. Karen in Maryland on line 5. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. We filed in 2018, and it was a very odd year because of a small inheritance we received. And they've been saying all along that they were going to use 2018 data. I haven't filed the 2019 return yet, but we definitely qualify under 2019 rules. And what I'm wondering is, if I run out and electronically file today, will they use the 2019 data?
Well, okay, so Than, some of this is based off, and again, I would talk to a tax professional on this one. It's an interesting question. Like, usually you would have qualified. You got this inheritance last year. You of course, filed your taxes for 2018, and that's what it would be based on if you haven't filed for 2019. But Than, there's probably a cutoff point in this for when people filed their 2019 tax returns. Is it at the time the bill is passed, or is it backdated, or should Karen just pick up the phone right now and talk to a tax professional and get? I'm sure they can answer that question pretty quickly for her.
Yeah, they probably could. The truth is, Jordan, we don't know yet, and we won't know until Treasury gets the guidelines out. I suspect the deadline isn't here yet, but that is a pure guess. Jordan, the other thing I would say is don't panic too much, because this is a refundable tax credit. So even in a situation like this, it might mean that you don't get it right away, which I know is not ideal, but it's still going to balance out when you file your 2020 credits. You could still apply it at that point, and it would still be fully refundable.
So there you go. In your unique situation, we get a lot of unique situations where you would have usually always qualified for it. Pick up the phone, call a tax professional and figure it out. But remember, we're trying to broadly explain to people what is in this and the bad stuff that's not in it as well. We talked about that, you know, Pelosi did not get the vague slush fund that would have allowed the abortion industry bailout. She didn't get the corporate board diversity. She didn't get the Green New Deal type provisions. She didn't get bills subsidizing retirement plans for community newspaper employees. She didn't get the minimum wage increase, federal minimum wage. She didn't create this new pension, all this stuff that had nothing to do, like alternative energy, with combating the coronavirus. She didn't get any of that. So again, big victories there, Than, when it comes to this legislation. And let me tell you, folks, if we would all just shut off, put this all on replay, had our staff all go, you know, just everybody kind of go and try and work from home and do what you can. Yeah, we're working around the clock to get info to legislators, to make sure they know what they're voting on, to make sure we're informing you about what is being voted on, how it will affect you, how it will affect the issues you care about. We need your support right now, folks. I mean, this is an important month for us. It's a matching challenge month. And we really encourage you to donate online. That's getting much quicker to us than mail right now because of the world we're living in with the coronavirus. So if you donate online at aclj.org, your donation is doubled, part of our matching challenge. Donate today, aclj.org. Help us keep working around the clock for you.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
From Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We're going to be taking your calls today, your questions on COVID-19, the response to that, the stimulus legislation. A lot of folks have got a lot of questions about how this impacts them, how it impacts their small business, how it impacts their church, how it impacts them individually. Now, as these systems are going live, trying to, again, answer your questions, because I think every one of these questions that we answer, probably thousands of people have the same question who are listening to the show, and they're benefiting from you who call in with these questions. So we're going to talk about that today, Dad, to really let people understand what Congress and the president has done for them to try to provide relief during such an uncertain time economically.
Yeah, one of the things we want to accomplish and really want to do here, and this is a big part of what we're doing, is we're spending a lot of time answering questions. Because the legislation can be confusing, and now it's going into effect, and people are starting to see the benefit of it. And there may be another one coming. There may be a phase four here. There may need to be. So we want to make that as an available resource to our members from around the country, that people are calling in with needs. We're trying to answer those questions forthright. Look, we've spent time last week talking about politics of some of this, but today we're really focusing on the questions that you have. In fact, for most of this week, we are going to be going right into Good Friday. We're going to be focusing on questions that you all have asked, because I think it's good information to get out for the American people right now. And obviously, hopefully there won't be any kind of clinks, and, there could be. But I do feel like that the government is really ready to deliver on this, and we're not going to have like that Obamacare meltdown we had with the rollout of Obamacare. That would certainly not be very good. And so far, it doesn't appear to be happening.
No, but again, people are just going to be, I think people are also going to just still are understanding what they could qualify for. And I've seen this in the past through this legislation, where a lot of people who were qualified for relief and needed it didn't take it because they didn't know they were qualified or didn't know how it would be available to them. So what we're going to try to do through this broadcast is make sure you know what you could be eligible for. And remember, these are your dollars, taxpayer dollars that are coming to save your business, save your employees, save yourself in some cases, make sure you can pay your bills, and you are entitled to them as an American if you qualify. So you should do everything possible to check to see if you are. And some of the baseline numbers are pretty easy. We'll talk about that, about who's qualified and who's not for those stimulus checks. Those are pretty easy.
But there's also extended unemployment benefits.
Yes, extended
that have been made.
Unemployment. Unemployment's been very broadened out. And so for people who may not have qualified a week and a half ago,
you may now
qualify.
Yes.
Now. So we're going to answer all of that for you, because we know there's so many questions that have been coming into the broadcast. And I know for every single person who has that question who gets on the air, that we're answering it for 10,000 or 20,000 more people who didn't get on the radio broadcast, or who might now know, hey, that relief could be available to me.
Look,
so we want to provide this as a service to you.
So I know this week the numbers of fatalities are going to go up every day. And you're getting that from a lot of news sources. What we think we need to do this week is answer your questions. That we're lawyers, government affairs folks. We're not medical doctors. Obviously, we're praying for better outcomes and less fatalities. And as we did last week, we're going to pray. But we really want to spend the week. I want to do two things this week. Answer as many questions as we can answer. We're going to play some of the broadcasts that we've previously done that have answered some of these questions. We're going to play some of the interviews from some of the government leaders, too, so you can hear from them what they're doing. So there's some encouragement out here in what is going to be a very difficult, difficult week.
And we encourage you, as well as always, to stay updated with us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. To stay updated with all the cases, all the work we've got going on, that's aclj.org. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
It's a critical time for our nation and our world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important. And during this time of uncertainty, there's no better way to support the ACLJ than through online giving. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We truly appreciate your financial support. Without it, it would be impossible to do our work here and around the globe. And the best way to support our work is to make your financial gifts online at aclj.org.
Online giving, simple and secure. And by making an online gift, your support goes to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to defend human life, to stand up for our good friend Israel, to work to uncover the corrupt deep state in Washington, and so much more. Make a difference today. Support the work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. Every dollar makes a difference. Give today online at aclj.org. For 30 years, the American Center for Law and Justice has been dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of you, we've seen great success in the courts and Congress concerning the issues that matter most to you and your families. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
Our decades-long commitment to the Constitution and the rule of law is at the center of everything we do. The bottom line, our work could not take place without your generous support.
Now more than ever, during this time of uncertainty, the ACLJ needs your support. Consider making a gift online at aclj.org. Donating online is safe and secure, and an online gift at aclj.org can be put to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to continue the battle against abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to protect Christians facing persecution, and so much more. Every dollar makes a difference. Stand with the ACLJ today. Support our work online at aclj.org.
To the Logan Sekulow reprogram. We've been teasing this, Will, now for like a day and a half.
That's right.
And our buddy John Rich has returned. John, welcome back.
Thanks, guys. Good to be back with you.
John, you've dropped a new song, and we are excited to share it with our audience and around the world. But why don't you give us a little bit of a setup here for why do you decide for, is this a Big and Rich song, or is this a John Rich song?
This is a Big and Rich song.
This is a Big and Rich song. So,
oh, yeah. This is full-bore Big and Rich music.
So we know what that means. It's time to party.
You know, I think me and Kenny have always kind of brought the fun and brought the party. You look back at our career of music, and there's serious songs in there, but then there's Save Horse, Ride a Cowboy, and Coming to Your City, fun stuff like that. And I was sitting around in the house like everybody else, and my kids are downstairs homeschooling, and my wife's going, I don't know what this assignment is even talking about, you know, and
I feel
going, like this, and you got cousins going, you got any extra toilet paper? We're totally out. None of the stores have any hand sanitizer. You know, what do you got? And I know those conversations are happening in literally every house in America. So I said, I got to write a song about this. Cause to me, it's a terribly serious situation, obviously, but the flip side of it is you look at just some of the absurdity of what's going on right now in your house and for how long this is going to be going on. I said, we got to have some kind of relief from that. So I wrote this silly little song called Stay Home. I saw the president on TV going, I just want all Americans to stay home. Just stay home.
That's pretty
good.
Be
good people and stay home.
It's good.
Just stay home. We're all in this together. Stay home. And he kept saying that. And I went, okay, that's the public service announcement for America. I'm going to see if I can write it.
Yeah.
So I started writing this song, Stay Home. I wrote the chorus, and I was laughing so hard at my own chorus. I said, I got to call some buddies and sing this to them and see if it's as funny as I think it is. So I called up my buddy Charlie and my buddy TJ, and then I called up Larry Gatlin.
Oh, yeah.
Gatlin Brothers. who's one of the silliest, craziest guys in talented guys in the world. And I got them all on a conference call, laid the phone on my bar, and in about 42 minutes, the four of us had finished writing the song Stay Home. Called up Kenny. Kenny rolled out of his chair laughing so hard. He said, we got to record this now. So how do you record a Big and Rich song when you're in quarantine?
Right, that exactly. Yeah, issue. Yeah.
We got the tracks done. We were sending files to guitar players and drummers and bass players and put it all together. And then I sang my part, then shot it over to Kenny. He sang his part. Then we mixed it. And yes, it's coming out nationwide. Stay home.
Well, that's good. You know, entertainment is needed right now. I think there's a lot of people who are striving for it, who really need something to say, take their mind off it, or even to just laugh at the situation at hand. And I do think it's cool. And we've seen this now with some musicians is due to all these live streams. I know you did one just the other night on Fox Nation. Musicians are like perfectly set up for this because you guys all have your recording equipment. You know how to do it. It's going to sound slick. I can't right now go make a movie. If I wanted to make a movie, it's like, well, sorry, I don't have $40 million and I don't have 20 guys and a camera crew and the whole thing. But for musicians, you can do that. You have the opportunity. And I think we've seen that. We've seen people start cranking out new music and release stuff fast. And I think we need it right now, especially stuff that's relevant because it's weird because you watch a lot of stuff. You watch a lot of TV with your family. You go, oh, yeah, that was all done before the quarantine. My son watched one of my dad's performances. He's in a band and he did a song. He goes, oh, this was before the coronavirus because they were all together. And I was like, yeah. And that was hit with the 7-year-old, you know, and that goes, oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
So that's a serious subject, but I like that you're releasing something then that's honestly going to be relevant to them too, to everyone, because we're all dealing with this. Well, and it is
kind of like around Christmas time, you have Silent Night.
Right.
And you also have Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Like yes. You got to have both, you know?
Yeah.
So Stay Home is like the Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer for what's perfect. Going on right now.
That is perfect for our audience. Should we go ahead and play it, Will?
Yeah, let's roll it.
All right, here it is, Stay Home by Big and Rich.
Stay home, stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home.
We're all about half crazy. Kids are bouncing off the wall. Yoga's done got canceled. Mama's pacing down the hall. Homeschool's now in session and I'm pulling out my hair. It's halfway through the morning, I'm still in my underwear.
Stay home, stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home.
I pureed the skin plum off my hands, if y'all know what I mean. I know without a doubt my hands have never been so clean. The shelves are bare and empty, cause some people just don't care. I got one roll of toilet paper and I'm down to my last square.
Stay home, stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home.
Pick the living room guitar.
That's some good streaming guitar licks there, I'm telling you.
Stay home, stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home. Stay home, stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home. We'll get through this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home, stay home.
All right, and there it was. John, congratulations. Very good. I'm giving you, I don't mean to just give a golf clap. I don't know if my hands should touch each other. I think that's, I'm not.
I think you're allowed to touch your own hands.
I'm not sure.
Just not other people's hands.
I don't know, my hands are like peeling off. And he mentions that too. So I'm not sure. There was some tragic news. And that was a passing of a country music icon, a legend, especially right. for people who grew up in the 90s like we did in our generation, with Joe Diffie passing away from complications from COVID-19, from the coronavirus. But I saw you post yesterday, John, someone you considered a mentor. So I just wanted to get your overall thoughts in this, not only this odd time for America, but obviously now it's got to be hitting home.
Yeah, it was very, very sad to hear about Joe Diffie. It's a huge loss to country music. And, you know, you talk about he was a mentor style guy. Well, he was, even guys and girls that never met him in country music would call Joe Diffie a mentor, because the level of talent the man had and the kind of music he put out for such a long period of time, it stands the test of time.
John, before we let you go, I did want to actually talk also about The Pursuit, which is something that if you're stuck at home, which all of us are, is a great thing. You can binge watch it on Fox Nation. Tell us a little about that.
So The Pursuit, that's my show with Fox Nation. It's based off of something I've said for many years, which is our country doesn't guarantee us happiness. It guarantees us the right to pursue happiness. And the fact that we're allowed to pursue happiness should inherently make us happy, because we're the only country in the world, in the history of the world, that actually has a right to pursue happiness. So I sit down people from all different backgrounds. I don't care about their politics. I don't care where they live. I just care that they are American dream chasers. And so I've had some pretty incredible people come right here to the house, and I sit them down and we do a deep dive on their story. How did it start? What did you run into? Where are you at now? It's some pretty inspiring stuff. It's funny. I know a lot of these people personally and have some stories with them. But, you know, I think you can probably put that same exact thing to what we're dealing with right now with this coronavirus. And, you know, for me as a songwriter, what makes me happy? Writing new songs. You know, I can't do right. concerts. That makes me happy, but I can't do those. I like running my business downtown at Redneck Riviera. Can't do that right now. So what can I do? Well, I've still got a pencil and a piece of paper, and there's a guitar over there in the corner. I'll see if I can write a new song, because that's what makes me happy. That's my pursuit of happiness. And what do you know? I write this silly little song, Stay Home, and now it's getting played coast to coast, and there you go. I think the lesson is that no matter how much you're shut down, find the one thing you can do, the one thing you can control, whether that's what you're eating, how you're exercising, what you're doing with your kids, or writing something down, or learning about something you always wanted to learn about. Take advantage of it and continue to pursue your happiness. And yeah, foxnation.com, you can watch my show. It's pretty cool, man.
It is cool. It's a lot of fun. It's right there from your home bar. It's pretty close to where I think you're streaming from us right now. John, we appreciate you joining us. Stay home. Nationwide, all over country radio. You got nothing to do. Call it. Request it. Do people still do that? People still request? Are there even DJs? I don't know how this works.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're talking to like AI or something.
Yeah, you're talking to some robot man who's in there doing it. It's all right. Well, John, we appreciate you coming on the reprogram 2 days in a row. Thank you for spending time yesterday and having some fun with us today. And we're excited to share that song with you. Even if it's a little early, it's all right. Have a great morning. Cheers, buddy. All right.
Cheers.
Until next time, don't worry. Look up to the sky. If you see that storm brewing in your life, if you see that storm in your household, like mentioned in John's song, don't worry. Take a deep breath. Give it 1 minute. Give it 2 minutes. Give it 15 minutes, just like a storm right here in Central Florida. It'll pass. Talk to you tomorrow.
For 30 years, the American Center for Law and Justice has been dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of you, we've seen great success in the courts and Congress concerning the issues that matter most to you and your families. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
Our decades-long commitment to the Constitution and the rule of law is at the center of everything we do. The bottom line, our work could not take place without your generous support.
Now more than ever, during this time of uncertainty, the ACLJ ACLJ needs your support. Consider making a gift online at aclj.org. Donating online is safe and secure, and an online gift at aclj.org can be put to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to continue the battle against abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to protect Christians facing persecution, and so much more. Every dollar makes a difference. Stand with the ACLJ today. Support our work online at aclj.org. It's a critical time for our nation and our world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important. And during this time of uncertainty, there's no better way to support the ACLJ than through online giving. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We truly appreciate your financial support. Without it, it would be impossible to do our work here and around the globe. And the best way to support our work is to make your financial gifts online at aclj.org.
Online giving, simple and secure. And by making an online gift, your support goes to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to defend human life, to stand up for our good friend Israel, to work to uncover the corrupt deep state in Washington, and so much more. Make a difference today. Support the work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. Every dollar makes a difference. Give today online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. If you're on the phone lines, we will get to your calls, and we may even extend the broadcast longer so that we can take your phone calls. So hang on the line. We've got a very special guest joining us right now. He's joined the broadcast before, J.B. McCuskey. He is the state auditor of West Virginia. He is a statewide elected official. I was formerly in the state House of Delegates in West Virginia. And we have been trying through this week. Yesterday, it was a Florida state official. Today, West Virginia. These are friends of ours, and some of them have worked for the ACLJ before. In fact, JB has. And before he started out his career and then in West Virginia. But I wanted to bring on JB today to talk about what it's been like. We're on radio in West Virginia. And just so you are listening around the country, there's so much focus on California, New York, Florida. But what's happening around the country? JB, thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking time out of your day to be on the air with us.
Hey, thanks for having us. I really appreciate it.
JB, first, West Virginia has been one of the states that was got the testing later, so the numbers are still pretty low. I was looking at the CDC website. It's under 100, I think, right now. Maybe that's changed, but right now it looks like it was under, I think, for the entire state. Oh, it's at 162 for the entire state of people that have been diagnosed. But they have said that, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is that because of testing that's just kind of starting right now?
I think it's a combination of things. First, our state government reacted very quickly to this. We started social distancing, I think, pretty early. And the citizens of West Virginia have been very reactive and supportive of this because we have what is a combination of a unique set of, I think, advantages and a unique set of extreme challenges. So we are naturally socially distanced here, maybe more than anywhere else. And I do think that when this is over, we're going to see a giant out-migration from urban areas to places like West Virginia, where you can avoid people pretty easily. And so we have that general advantage that we are distanced further from people in general. But the other problem we have is that we are older and sicker than most other states. Maybe we might be the oldest state. It's very close. So if we were to have a giant spike, if this were to get really bad here, it would be catastrophic. So we should be commended, in my opinion, for our quick action because we had a chance to probably take less action and avoid it. But people are very concerned for their elderly friends and neighbors and are doing a wonderful job of staying home and washing their hands.
JB, this is Jay. First of all, I want to tell you how proud we are of you as ACLJ alumni holding a statewide office in West Virginia. You make us very proud, and I'm glad you're involved in this relief effort. You mentioned about the elderly, and you do have an older population, a similar situation to Florida, where the population is generally older. So that gives you a kind of a unique challenge. How do you feel that state government is equipped? How about the medical hospitals in the communities, especially in the rural areas where this could be, you know, again, I mean, I don't think this is going to be an indiscriminate virus, obviously. How do things look in the medical community?
So, West Virginia is uniquely troublesome here. So we have two small rural hospitals that have just recently closed. And our state officials with Senator Capito and Senator Manchin really leading the way have been working to try to get them reopened, to try to find buyers for them, because this is the end. This is the last time on earth when we need less beds. Right.
Right.
And so the thing that is really concerning to me is that as we end elective procedures, that's where hospitals, especially in the new world of healthcare, make money. And so we're starting to see layoffs of healthcare workers who aren't specifically designed to work in either respiratory or emergency situations, because the hospitals aren't bringing in the income from the hip replacements and knee replacements and the elective things that are not part of this scenario. So I think that's going to be a big problem going forward.
You know, I just want one more statement here, because something JB said is really important. I'm going to go to Than really quickly on this. And that is, he said, Senator Capito, Senator Manchin, working together, which is what you need, especially in a time of crisis, to get something done. We're not seeing a lot of that, Than, but at least JB's giving us a little hope.
It's their job, Jay. I mean, look, that's a Republican and a Democrat doing their job to connect the federal government to their constituents in a time of need. And I would just respectfully, again, suggest that every senator, every member of Congress should be focused almost exclusively on that, Jay. Until they're drafting phase four, this is their only job.
So, JB, to give people some insight into West Virginia, a lot of people probably visit. It's a beautiful state, and you talk about the mountains there. You talk about the idea that the isolation from there's not a lot of major cities, with schools closing down, I'm sure.
But that does give them unique challenges too.
Unique challenges because of the demographics of the state, the rural hospitals that you mentioned, or the lack of them. So, what is the concern that, you know, if this were to start? Because as we've seen in other states, West Virginia is probably one of those. It will be later than these other peaks, whenever it does peak. And maybe it'll be a lower peak than West Virginia. We pray it is. But if it does peak, can West Virginia be prepared in time?
Yeah, I think we are prepared. And I think that's because we started early. And I believe that from the most recent data we have is our peak is May 1st is the day. And so they moved our election. Our election has been moved 6 weeks. That happened yesterday. The governor and our secretary of state decided that that was the safest thing to do. So our election has been moved back into June. And I believe they're talking about closing school for the rest of the year today. Are we prepared? I don't think anybody's really prepared. What is it? Mike Tyson always said, everyone's got a plan till you get punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
And this is the perfect scenario for that, right? Like, everybody thinks they have a plan for these things, but what you really got to do is pull your shoulders back, make quick decisions, be decisive, and live with them, and then move on to the next day. And I think we have a really unique set of people here that are willing to be leaders, to take decisive action, and to fix problems as they happen.
Well, JB, we appreciate you joining us on the broadcast today. I think that, you know, very interesting that what we're learning from talking to these state officials is interesting, because we're learning, like as JB said, May 1st, you've got the change is where the peak in West Virginia. That's a lot different than New York, or, you know, what we've talked about kind of nationally. We've also, JB, letting us know that elections being moved in West Virginia. JB, just as a final message, as you're talking to folks around the country, but to folks in your state as well, what is your message to the folks who are listening in from West Virginia right now?
Let me give you two things. The first thing that I would say is that what we are doing is working. And we are presented, and Dr. Fauci said this the other day, I thought it was phenomenal. What we have is an energy from a virus that is trying to change our world, but it's being met with an energy from our society that's trying to fight back. And so our energy needs to be larger and stronger than the other energy. That's the way everything in this world works. So we need to be tougher and stronger and have better will than the virus has. And I think that America has proven time and again that that's who we are. And we've never failed before. This isn't going to be the first time we fail. We are months away from being at the end of this thing. And when we get out of it, America's going to come back. We always do. That is the history of our country. We need to lean on our shared past and understand that overcoming obstacles is who we are as a nation. And that's what we're going to do here. And much less importantly, from the auditor's office standpoint, the one thing we're finding is that everyone's looking for masks and gloves, right?
Yep.
And so we are tasked as financial officers of the states to try to buy these things. There is an enormous amount of black market fraud happening.
We're hearing that. We heard that yesterday, JB. We heard that yesterday, JB, from a Florida official, same job, who also went to school with us at GW. And again, he was talking about the fraud. So it is real. Again, I want you to confirm that for people. We only got 30 seconds here, but this fraud that you're dealing with on the black market for these goods.
Yeah, and so our office had to ramp up all of our fraud simply because our fraud monitoring, because we're buying things in a risky environment that are needed in a close time frame.
All right. JB, we appreciate it. State auditor for West Virginia, alumni of the ACLJ, and a friend of ours for a long time, friend of Jordan's. Thanks, JB.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.